Wimborne Model Town was the brainchild of Ferndown businessman and garage owner Charles Coffin, who had visited Boughton-on-the-Water Model Village with a coach party in the late 1940s. With the promising backdrop of the post-war tourism boom, Wimborne's geographical position and interesting architecture, Mr. Coffin and his colleagues set about photographing and making drawings of the town centre and searching for a suitable site for a model town, which they found at the back of the corn market. The new attraction opened in late 1951 and had its first summer season in 52, although it was far from finished. Building continued to 1954 with the completion of the Model Minster. At that time, the attraction cost 1 shilling or 5 pence for adult admission and 6 pence, 2.5p, for children. The concept of a realistic miniature version of Wimborne was a terrific success, with thousands of locals and holidaymakers from the south and from across the world coming to visit. The attraction was under new management by the mid-1970s and was under competition from Holidays, now taken overseas, and the Newtaktonia World of Miniature, opened on the banks of the Stour at Christchurch in 1976. The model town closed at the end of 1983 when the site was sold for redevelopment. Fortunately, the buildings remained intact, although the site had become overgrown. In 1987, Wimborne Model Town was re-established as a charity led by Councillor Pat Hymers, having been offered the buildings for removal to another site. The group set about finding and funding this site for the much-loved attraction, with the hope that its charms could be enjoyed by future generations, particularly youngsters. Having initially been offered storage facilities for the deconstructed models, a lease was signed on the new Greenfield King Street site, thanks to the generosity of Sir Michael Hannam and the Dean's Court Hannam Estate. Work began in 1988, preparing the site prior to reconstruction of the buildings and the planting of a new garden. Wimborne Model Town was officially reopened by Roy Castle in June 1991. Although the miniature buildings remain in a time warp of the early 1950s as a social history model, the attraction continues to function and develop thanks to generations of volunteers who've given their time and efforts on management, admissions and shop, the gardens, the winter workshop, general maintenance, the model railway and the Doll's House collection. The sensory garden area was established to mark the 60th birthday of the model town in 2012. It has been designed for those with sensory impairment in mind, but for all to enjoy. A model railway has been a continuing feature at the model town for many years. The current incarnation has been designed and built by our own volunteers, with a rolling programme of development which includes the new lighting programme. In the summer of 2016, we celebrated 25 years of the model town at King Street. A silver souvenir guide has been produced to commemorate the occasion, which has a detailed and illustrated history of the model town since 1951 and includes more detailed information on the facilities we have here and the volunteers who keep us running. Copies are just £2, available from the shop.